Paul does this kind of thing every day.
Yeah, like what? Skip a rehearsal? You know we got the CNA Awards tomorrow night. What are we going to do about a drummer?
Hey, you. Come here. You ever played drums before?
No.
Want to?
Yeah.
Get in there and beat them in. Okay, hot dog. Start the song, you little showboat. Who do you think you are, Tommy Lee Jones? Let's go. Not bad for a four-year-old. Been dang near 2 years since I've had a beer. By gosh, that's changing tonight. Gonna start me a tab. Call me a cab.
That's it.
Might even get in a fight. I ain't gonna honk wild in forever. Gonna have myself a night I can't remember. A night I can't remember. Give me a cold towel and a gun. Drunk ain't my style, and it'll be a long while before I pull that stun again. Oh, my head, Tylenol and Tums. This hangover can't last forever. Done had myself a night I can't remember. Shot out the lights, kicked down the door. Woke up face down on the floor. I better call someone and ask, how'd I wind up in this cast?
What's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother. And me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain.
Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy.
Just different ways to kill the pain the same.
But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy.
I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver, and Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds.
Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy.
Just different ways to kill the pain the same.
But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy.
I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Sweet as the morning dew.
Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you.
Bring me the kilt and bagpipe, hand me a feather cap.
Bring the band where they play so grand, I'll hay me a wee little dram.
You take the small glass and I'll take the tall glass,
and I'll be on the high road before you.
You take the small girl and I'll take the tall girl.
Be sure to get the girl who'll adore you.
Brightly your toes are twinkling, doing the heel and fling.
Brightly she winks an eye at me, 'cause then you can hear me sing.
Drink to the bonny lassie, sweet as the morning dew.
Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you.
In any kind of weather, you dance upon the heather. As lightly as a feather, you dance but do not speak. You dance around the thistle, you hear the birdies whistle, and pretty soon you miss or kiss a little spot on your cheek. On a broad brick moonlit night, you lose your heart. And in Scotland, that's how true romances start.
Drink to the bonny lassie, sweet as the morning dew. Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you. Bring me the kilts and bagpipes, hand me a feather cap. Bring the band while they play so grand, I'll hay me a wee little drap. You take the small glass, and I'll take the tall glass,
and I'll be on the high road before ye.
You take the small girl, and I'll take the tall girl.
Be sure to get the girl who'll adore ye.
brightly, our toes are twinkling, doing a heel and a fling.
Brightly she winks an eye at me, 'tis then you can hear me sing.
Drink to the bonny lassie, sweet as the morning dew.
Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you.
First you fill it up, then you drink it down. Again you fill it up, and again you drink it down. Everybody rocking, having a time, until they bring on some of that red cherry wine.
Thank you. just because they turned us down. Come on, babe, we'll show 'em. We'll show 'em that we're no clowns. You can dance and I can sing. I've got the finger and you've got the ring. Da 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 da. So we'll be happy together.
Though your hair is all in tangles and your makeup is a mess, the most of what you're drinking is spilling down your dress. And to keep from falling off your bar stools, about all that you can do, I make my proposition, 'cause I'm just as drunk as you. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. You got lipstick showing on your teeth and run down your hose. And where you got that cheap perfume, God only knows. Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. The sun is your worst enemy. Thank God it's dark tonight. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. This might be the only chance we get.
Do you remember the night I held you so tight as we danced to the Wiener Schnitzel waltz? The music was gay and the setting was Viennese. Your hair wore some roses, or perhaps they were peonies. I was blind to your obvious faults. As we danced across the scene to the strains of the Wiener Schnitzel waltz. Oh, I drank some champagne from your shoe. La la la, I was drunk by the time I got through. La la la, for I didn't know as I raised that cup, it had taken two bottles to fill the thing up. It was I who stepped on your dress. La la la, the skirts all came off, I confess. La la la, revealing for all of the others to see just what it was that endeared you to me. I remember the night I held you so tight as we danced to the Wiener Schnitzel waltz. Your lips were like wine, if you'll pardon the simile. The music was lovely and quite Rudolf Primly. I drank wine, you drank chocolate malts. And we both turned quite green to the strains of the Wiener Schnitzel waltz.
Oh, I say there, a dry martini, very dry. Bartender, if you please. How's that? A lemon twist? Well, if you insist, but mind you, just the barest squeeze. One drop of extra sec vermouth. Your very best gin will do. Three cubes of ice. tell the truth, I'd rather have just two. The very thinnest, thinnest glass you have. And if you please, just let it freeze. But by all means, don't let the temperature pass exactly 10 degrees. Now, when you stir, be certain, sir, you don't use melting ice. Oh, yes, and mind you, I'd prefer you stir precisely twice. What's that, an olive? Gad, man, how could you think I'd violate my code? A connoisseur would never, never drink martinis a la mode. Good heavens, is that the time? Well, how about the way time does one in? So sorry, old man, I'll have to rush. Just pour me out a water glass of gin.
Drinking again and thinking of when you loved me. I'm having a few and wishing that you were here. Making the rounds, accepting a round from strangers. Being a fool, just hoping that you'll appear. Sure, I can borrow a smoke, maybe tell some joker bad joke. But nobody laughs, they don't laugh at a broken heart. Oh, yeah, I'm drinking again. It's always the same, that same old story. After the kicks, there's little old mixed up me. Trying to lose a dream that used to be. Look at me, I'm drinking again. Drinking all over town. Yeah, I'm drinking again.
Down in New Orleans, where everything's fine, all of them cats drinking that wine. To their delight, then they get high, start screaming all night, drinking wine slowly, only drink wine, honk, honk, wine slowly, only drink wine, honk, honk, wine slowly, only drink wine, pass that bottle to me. You've got a nickel, I've got a dime. Let's get together, buy some wine. Some buy the fifth, some buy the quart. You buy blackberry, you're doing things fun. Drinking wine, slowly, only drink wine. Wine, slowly, only drink wine. Wine, slowly, only drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, slowly, only drink wine. Pass that bottle to me.
Muscatel came from the wine country, a fact he was proud of, as proud could be. Wherever he'd go, into any town's tavern, he'd make it real clear it'd be wine he'd be having. Shane, that's me. Let's have a Chablis. He said no beer dared raise its head to this valley's wines, nor hops, nor oats, nor barley match the fruit of the vines. A discriminating palate always knows what it finds. Then he turned and faced the barkeep and exclaimed the lines. Shane's the name. Set up a champagne. He walked and talked proud, straight and tall. Some said he was the staunchest vintner of all. Why, even a wino lying out in the hall would rise to attention at the sound of the call. My name's Shane, what's yourn? How about a sauterne? Saloon a bit farther than he ordered. He didn't see the ale, stout and porter. No, Shane didn't know that he'd crossed the border. So he strode up to the bar and called out his order. Change the handle. I'd like a Zinfandel. Well, the crowd at that bar reacted much like you did. On any other day, Shane had been shot full of lead. Hetty Stein, the barmaid, ooh, that kid, sidled up beside him, took his arm and said, say, dark stranger, you look so nice. Why not heed some friendly advice and buy beer, Mr. Shane? It won't besmirch your name. Otherwise, you're fair game, and you've only yourself to blame.
Way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mop, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hop.
He got a bean, an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Our liquid is done for us, he filled us up with cheer.
Bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on all me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
A bottle of box and started around with the sink. That's called a lubrication,
to make your engine sing. A 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 and 8 the pot and 1 and 6 the tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, put your bean in that Marilla Sultan or a king. And to his praises that we shall always sing. And if it is done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. A Lord bless Charlie Buff, the man who invented beer, 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 piddly beer, 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 piddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord is Charlie Buff.
A round for my friends. They're taking me home to safety again. I remember being sober, but things were too plain to see. So bring them coffee, but something strong for me. Spin that bottle, I'll play that game with you. Wait until I'm through. Another man would die or have a heart attack if he could feel that knife that she stuck in my back. But I can't let that bother me. I'm too busy for suicide. But she'll never understand this need I cannot hide. Until I'm through. Oh, every night's the same night. Where did it go? But every man's the same height when he's got that glow. Spin the bottle, I'll play that game with you. Spin the bottle, but wait until I'm through. Yeah, I'm in love with the bottle. But I could break it full for you. Yeah, come here. Stand here close to me. And keep me 3 fingers full at least. Hey, did you bring that coffee? That coffee for my friends? 'Cause they'll be taking me home if this evening ever ends.
Regular
is true blue. Open this joint every morning, close it down at two. They only go home long enough to feed the dogs and shower. Old Earl says he's just living happy hour to happy hour. Welcome to the alcohol. Sorrows, we're here to do the same. That's how we got elected to the Alcohol of Fame. Welcome to the Alcohol of Fame, where they know you by your poison, not your name. You're here to drown your sorrows, we're here to do the same. That's how we got elected to the Alcohol of Fame. You can't get ejected.
On the ninth day before Christmas, my true love brought to me a very nice Bloody Mary, which I'm enjoying right now because tonight's our drinking show, our annual drinking show, because, hey, once a year, whatever. Christmas is coming. I don't like it. You don't like it. So let's drink. Start out with Cletus T. Judd, The Night I Can't Remember, A Night I Can't Remember. Usually they're not planned, I find, but sometimes it works that way. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me, was Dr. Rock, who was a guy named, Randy Hart, I have to rehearse these things sometimes, Randy Hanslick, MD, he's a doctor, yeah. The Scotch Polka after that from Spike Jones, Drinks of the Bonnie Lassies, Booze Party, Three Aces and a Joker, had a few of them in my life. Lil Armstrong, Let's Get Happy Together, and then Burt Reynolds. Yes, Burt Reynolds. From Smokey and the Bandit, that was Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial. You gotta admire that, even if you can't admire the way he can sing or can't sing. He's not a singer, all right? Wiener Schnitzel Waltz was Tom Lehrer. Fred Astaire, Telling You How to Make a Martini. Anybody who doesn't know how to make a martini should not be drinking, okay? Just my opinion. Frank Sinatra, Drinking Again. Happy birthday, Frank. He had a birthday this week. Let's see, Larry Storch, the late, great Larry Storch, my birthday mate, January 8th, just so you know. Drinking Wine, Spodiote. I'd never heard that one before. The only good thing about when people die is that stuff comes creeping out of the woodwork. I don't know. Maybe this is one of them. The Ballad of Shane Muscatel was a guy named Tim Constantine. The Clancy Brothers. Beer, beer, beer. Spin the Bottle was Jimmy. And The Alcohol of Fame from the Hang Dogs. Let me go get my drink, okay? I'll be right back.
About a sinner, he used to be a winner, who enjoyed a life of prominence and position. But the pressures of the office, and his social ad engagements, and his selfish wife's fanatical ambition, he turned him to the booze, and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to a life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough. She left him lying on Skid Row, a drunken lag at some Salvation Army mission. It's such a shame.
Who saw that the same time it all and blow it.
drink anything port, Pernod or tequila, rum, scotch, vodka on the rocks, as long as all his troubles disappear. But he messed up his life, went and beat up his wife, and the flues is gone and found another sucker. She's gonna turn him on to drink, she's gonna lead him to the brink, and when his money's gone, she'll leave him in the gutter. It's such a shame.
I'm a non-drinking man. Never drank for some reason or other. Didn't like it. But like I said, too, I promised to take care of my brother-in-law still while he went in to vote. Went up there, and it was just where the map said it was. And I'm going to tell you something. There's no little old 5 or 10 cents still. It was laid there just like a golden mountain opal with a kind of a honeydew cry coming from it. I ain't a drinking man like I explained to you, but that big old yellow moon was hanging out there. God's lanterns was hanging in the sky. And that curiosity got the best of me. And it took a slash. And I got a crazy revolutionary feeling in my body. That yellow whiskey went down my throat like honeydew vine water. Tasted mighty good. I felt a revolution going through my body like there was a great neon signs going up and saying there's a great life a-coming. Haley talking to me, and I took another slash, and I got another Jordan, and I took another slash, and I started to sing. I started to sing in that big old yellow moon a-hanging out there in God's sweet lanterns. Hanging in the sky, and as a singing. Now, singing don't perform a lot, but I was singing as fine and as pretty as you'd ever want to hear. And I took another slash. Then I took a big full, that big old yellow moon hanging out there. God's lanterns in, hanging in the sky. And suddenly I got a tremendous revolution of emotion in my body. Like I was falling in love with everything. God's sweet world, it moved. Lived, didn't live, animate, inanimate, black, blue, green, pink, mountains, fountains. I was in love with life, 'cause I was drunk. I wasn't falling down, slipping, sliding, drunk. I was God's own drunk. A fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. Big old Kodiak looking fella, about 16 foot tall. I walked right on up to that bear because I was God's own drunk and I loved everything in this world. Walked right up tight to him about 4.5 feet and I looked right up in his eyes. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters, my eyes was redder than his was. Hung him up. And he's a sniffing. He's a sniffing. He's trying to smell some fear. He can't do it because I'm God's own drunk and I'm a fearless man. He expects me to do two things, flip or fly. I don't do either. Hangs him up. I told him, I said, Mr. Bear, I'm God's own drunk, and I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I'm a fearless man. Said, I want you to go around. I know you got bear friends over the hill there. Harry Bear and Tim Bear and Jelly Bear and Tony Bear and Teddy Bear, Phil Bear, Hazel Bear, John Bear, Pete Bear, and Rare Bear. Go over and tell all of them that I'm God's own drunk tonight. And I love everything in God's green creation. And I love them like brothers. But if they give me any trouble, I'm going to run every goddamn one of them off the hill. I moved up. Don't you know he moved back 2 feet? I reached up and took the bear by the hand. I said, Mr. Bear, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. I said, I want you to come with me. You're going to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. Took him right by his big old shaggy island-sized hand and led him on over, sat him down by the still. Well, he's sniffing. He knows there's honeydew around there, some kind of honey bear honeydew of some kind. He's a sniffing. I know what he's a sniffing. I took a slash or two myself to taste her out, and I felt him about it. You ever see them bears, the silhouette of them bears at the circus sucking up that sarsaparilla? It was a fine-looking sight. And he downed another bottle, and he downed another bottle, and I put two more on him, and put his stool, and he started sniffing, snorting. Tapped his foot. He got up and started to do the bear dance. Two sniffs, three snorts, a half a turn, and one grunt. And I was trying to do it. But I couldn't do it because it was just like a jitterbug dance. It was so simple it evaded me. But we was a-dancing and yelling on it. And God's sweet moon hanging in the sky. And God's sweet landings out there. And his jubilation and love on that here. And finally it piled up and up and up and got so strong it overwhelmed my soul. And I laid back in the sweet green here. With that big old buddy bear's paw right in mine. And I went to sleep. And I slept for 4 hours and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. And when I woke up, that old yellow moon was hanging in the sky. And God's sweet lanterns was out there. And my buddy the bear was a-missing. And you want to know something else, brothers and sisters? So was the still.
Warning to say you've been thinking about her this evening. You, my friend, have been drinking. Now, ladies, I've got this here warning. If you come home at 4 in the morning, slip into your jammies to find you lost your panties. You had too much to drink.
Oh, I love drinking all the day, lying in the sun and catching some rays. I love drinking, oh, I love drinking, yes, I love drinking all the day.
Oh, sometimes a man's gotta smoke. When you're drunk, it's real nice to talk. On some wacky tobacco, or even some cracky, goes great with a Jack and a Coke.
When you're singing at the top of your lungs, and you're having way too much fun. Think you're Sinatra or sound like Nirvana. You're drunk and it's time to go home.
I love drinking all the day, lying in the sun and catching some rays. I love drinking, oh I love drinking, yes I love drinking all the day.
When I was a wee bitty baby, me father used to recite limericks to me until I laughed so hard I wet my pants. We'll sing a few of his favorites to you now as I honor this gift from my father, because I know he'd be oh so proud.
There once was a hermit named Dave who kept a dead whore in his cave. He said, I'll admit I'm a bit of a skin, but think of the money I'll save.
Did you meet that boy from Australia who went on a wild bacchanalia?
Now he's married with kids in Malaysia.
There once was a
the man from Fritz who planted an acre of till. Oh, they bloomed in the fall, pink nipples and all, and he ate them all to bits. Oh,
I love drinking all the day, lying in the sun and catching some rays. I love drinking, oh, I love drinking, yes, I love drinking.
When the crisp white snow is falling and whistling time is near, then keep the red wine flowing and drink to all that's dear.
Hey, this is a good party, Eric.
It is, isn't it, eh? Yeah. Drink up, Ern. Drink up. No. Let me drink, first of all, to my dear old mother who gave me her loving care. If I lived again, I'd not find another gem so priceless and rare.
Hey, Eric.
What?
I've had 5 cherry brandies already.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's done you good.
Do you think so?
What? It's brought the colour back to your cheeks, huh?
Hey, what are you doing?
What?
You're not drinking port by the pint, are you?
Why not?
Well, I mean, you should have something with it.
I have. I've got a lemon in my pocket.
Oh.
When the crisp white snow is falling and whistling time is near, then keep the red wine flowing and drink to all that's dear.
Just a moment. What on earth are you drinking now?
I've had 4 Advocars.
No, you can't have had.
Yes, I have 4 Advocars.
No, we haven't got any Advocar.
No?
No.
What have I been drinking then?
Custard. You've been drinking the...
When the crisp toast to all our neighbours, we love them all.
Let's just drink a toast to who?
To all our neighbours.
No, I object. What? I'm not drinking to my neighbours.
What's wrong with your neighbours?
The next door. That's what's wrong with them.
Oh.
That fat old bat. Next door.
Is it a man or a woman?
You can never tell with her.
No.
And I'll tell you something else.
What's she been doing then?
If her Alsatian...
Yeah.
...starts digging up my garden again...
Mm-hmm.
...I'm going to give her a quick waffle right up the bracket.
Are you really? Well, what's wrong with her Alsatian digging up your garden?
I've only got a window box.
Oh.
No flowers in it now, you know.
No.
Just 7 bones sticking up.
Oh.
Come on, then, sing up another chorus.
No, I can't. I feel a bit umpty.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't feel well. I'll have a lie down, I think.
Well, I'll do it, then.
You do it, yeah.
Right. Oh, when the crisp cornflakes are flowing, and Beaujolais half a crown, and the crisps have got no salt on them, and there's a tavern in the town. There's a tavern in the town. There's a tavern in the town. Just a moment. Who's that big idiot with the low voice?
That's Dick.
Oh, well, yeah. Can I thump him?
No, you mustn't.
Why?
He's
not
bigger than you.
Oh, well, I tell you what.
What?
Let me thump you, because you're littler.
Why do you get so aggressive when you've had a couple of drinks?
Who gets aggressive?
You do.
I don't.
No. Oh, what was that?
Merry Christmas, Ern. Oh, what's that for?
Happy New Year.
Oh, so that's your attitude?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what was that?
Merry Easter, then. Oh, what was that one?
Bank holiday. Oh, what was that?
Whitson. Oh, what was that?
I can't think of one.
Seventh day after Trinity would be a good one for that.
Right.
Oh, what was that?
Seventh day after Trinity.
Good, that.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Hey, now that we're in a good mood...
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out in the street.
Yeah.
And thump people that we meet.
Thump you? Yeah, we wish him a thumping good Christmas.
Hey, come on. I feel a bit poorly.
Yeah, I don't feel so good.
Let's pussyfoot. on up the stairs. Baby, the runner's gotta have some rest. Yeah. Hey, hell am I anyway, man? Paris, Rome, New York, Moscow. What? Yeah, that's right. London. London. London, England. How about that? Been pub crawling all over town. Well, I stopped to have a little drink with a lady down the street. There, I took the time to think that if I drink a sneaky speed, I'd be crawling instead of falling. I mix the cola wine with rye. Drink till time for me to go. Well, she didn't bat an eye when she saw me on the floor, just a crawling, a really crawling. I pour the beer in the gin. I drink the gin with the wine. It had me really charging like a jet G99. I was feeling mighty fine. High as in a Georgia pine. Rocking steady on my legs. The floor came up and bumped my head. Man, I was crawling, oh, really crawling. Off the ground when she said with so much ease, man, you're ballin', oh, really ballin'. Just then my husband broke in and threw me out in the street. I don't know what became of her, but I was really beat. I tried to drag it on sore and full of misery. All the sneaky beat was gone. I was crawling instead of falling. I was crawling instead of falling. Yes, I was crawling instead of falling. Oh, I was crawling instead of falling. But let me tell you one thing, I ain't going there no more.
Can't get across the street. I can't seem to guide my feet. I guess there's no hope for me. I'm drunk, drunk again. Friends that I met today spoke, then moved quickly away. But I'm sure I heard them say, there he goes, he's drunk, drunk again. I'm walking through a chamber of darkness. To all my dreams long ago, I said farewell. Won't somebody please help me through this darkness? Guide me through these deepest pits of hell. My money's all gone, and my clothes now ragged.
Many years ago, I joined the ranks of fallen men. 'Cause it seems that everywhere I go, I can hear my friends say, "There he goes, he's drunk, drunk again." Oh Lord up above, what has happened to me? Must I live this life of bitter misery? Nobody knows where this will all end. There he goes, he's drunk, drunk again.
In the bar room every night, you come home, we have a fight. You should know by now that that ain't right at all. You're gonna lose your little home, you're gonna find yourself alone, and in the end you're gonna fall. You've got the habit bad, 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 and I guess that you'll never be free. You've got to make your mind up, this thing is gonna wind up. It's either the bottle, dear, or me. You used to try so hard to make our home complete, but now you've changed your address to the tavern across the street. With tears our children ask for you when bedtime comes each night, but what can I do to make you see that you're not doing right? You've got to have it bad, 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 and I guess that you'll never be free. You've got to make your mind up, this thing is gonna wind up. It's either the bottle, dear, or me. I've waited for so many nights for you to come on home, but the bottle is your new love now, and I'm left all alone. You were an angel for a while, a mate so good and true, but now that drink has your soul, tell me, what can I do? You've got to have it bad, 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 and I guess that you'll never be free. Now that you made your mind up, this thing is gonna wind up. You'd rather have the bottle, dear, than me. You'd rather have the bottle, dear, than me. You'd rather have the bottle.
Than anything I know, I would rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. Now that another half a pint, maybe you will see me go. I'm gonna drink it while I'm a woman, till I fall. I'm gonna drink while I'm a woman, drink until I fall. Now if you're talking about stop drinking, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
I gotta hang over, whoa. I've been drinking too much for sure. I gotta hang over, whoa. I gotta let you come, hold me some more, so I can go.
right. I'll tell you what, time flies when you drink a Bloody Mary. So usually I'm a gin and tonic guy, but tonight my wife brought me a Bloody Mary with celery and everything. Lime. Because, you know, lime is better than lemon. Just, you know. Usually I'm a gin and tonic guy, so that's okay. I'm a Gordon's guy. We started with the Kinks. Alcohol, demon alcohol, God's own drunk. Was Lord Buckley. Let's see, we heard from The Four Postmen, the drinking song. Morecambe and Wise from one of their Christmas specials, I think. And that was from 1964, A Wassailing. On the same note, Ram John Holder. Don't know much about him, but that was Pub Crawling Blues. And then just plain crawling. That's what happens to me after about four or five bars. That was The Clovers from 1953 and crawling. Drunk again was Billy Brown, Connie Hall, The Bottle or Me. Let me think. I think sloppy drunk is the answer to that. Jimmy Rogers, that was. And Ailstorm. That was apparently the Tayo Cruz cover of Hangover, okay? So, drinking is fun, but there's a flip side. And you know what it is. It's the Hangover. And that's what we're talking about next. Right now, I'm going to just kind of go down and refresh my celery here. And I'll tell you what, I'll be back next week. Next week, we're doing Christmas. Just so you know. Don't be afraid. It's okay. I am no longer controlled by the evil Santa capitalism thing. So don't worry about it. I am not an agent. All right? Yes. Yes, I will be back next week and I will be sober. Okay? How's that sound? Is that a good deal? Yes. Okay. In that case, I will hand this over to more capable folks than I.
Drinking. He was behaving like a swine. He had drunk too much wine. He bested the nightclub's guest, so he was thrown in the trash. Then he was damn confused, couldn't remember a thing. Scratching his head like a fool, he shouted, "Drugs abusing. Oh my God, exactly what am I doing here? The booze is spinning wildly in my head. To act to that, my stomach is also really badly rocking. It's not a good idea getting diarrhea as well." Slowly he started zigzagging towards his home. He was depressed when he saw his window reflection, ridden with guilty feelings over his binge drinking. He began cursing and grumbling and started vomiting, saying, "Oh my God, exactly what am I doing here? The booze is spinning wildly in my head. Added to that, my stomach is also really badly rocking. It's not a good idea getting diarrhea as well." Me, what am I doing here? The booze is spinning wildly in my head. To add to that, my stomach is also really badly rocking. It's not a good idea getting diarrhea as well. Oh God, tell me, what am I doing here? The booze is spinning wildly in my head. To add to that, my stomach is also really badly rocking. It's not a good idea getting diarrhea as well. Oh God, tell me, what am I doing here? The booze is spinning wildly in my head. To act to that, my stomach is also really badly rocking. It's not a good idea getting diarrhea as well. Oh, what a night. What a ball.
Serve me party liquor in bed. It was a nice way to greet the day with a clear head. But she hauled ass, and now I miss my morning drink. No coffee, tea, or milk for me. Ugh, no thank you. No bacon, eggs, and toast, please don't go there. There's a goblin in my head and he's a pushing out my hair. If my hands won't a shaking, I'd grab my 45 and shoot that mockingbird that's raising hell outside. And shoot the wall, and shoot the door, and shoot that pokey-dotted dragon that's a-laying on the floor. I know what it is, I seen it before. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. The preacher stopped by and he offered to pray. I said, "Get me to the liquor store or get the hell away." Then I said, "Excuse me, preacher, whilst I fetch my kitchen broom. I'm gonna beat that rattlesnake that just crawled into the room. And when he's dead, I'm going back to bed. I'm gonna tie me a belt around my throbbing head. I got a hangover, preacher, and it's a thoroughbred. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal, but don't worry,
okay. I'm a hallucinogens and artist. I paint all kinds of things. I painted a monkey in the bathroom and he's wearing. You and what am I doing here? I hope that slowly dripping liquid from that bag is ever clear. You the ugliest nurse I ever seen in my life. I bet 10 American dollars you ain't no damn body's wife. Unhook this mess. I'm getting dressed. I don't need no glucose tolerance test. A half a gallon of hooch is all I request. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. But don't worry, I'm okay.